2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 416. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new poll shows only half of Utahns would get a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available. Some people say they're worried about the side effects. Others say the vaccine feels rushed. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the spike. Utah coronavirus cases spiked by 747 cases today. The infection rate sits at around 11%. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Delays linger going through Juab County, but they are improving. Instead of stop-and-go delays, we now have heavy and slow speeds. It's after Mona, but prior to Nephi. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
91 degrees, sunshine, and a little smoky out there. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 89 now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Downgraded but still a very dangerous tropical storm, Sally, in eastern Alabama and western Georgia, with life-threatening flooding in the Florida Panhandle and southern Alabama as well. Some in Florida dealing with this. Many people who did not follow orders to evacuate. Escambia County Public Safety Director Jason Rogers.
As of 2:30 today, water rescue operations between the city and the county. We have rescued 377 people from water-stricken areas.
200 Florida National Guard members will be arriving tomorrow. Mobile, Alabama has implemented a citywide curfew effective in about an hour. President Trump again saying the U.S. is close to getting a COVID-19 vaccine.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October.
CDC Director Robert Redfield telling a Senate panel something different.
If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
Redfield also stressing that face masks are the single most important public health tool available. Many areas of California still have schools and gyms closed, but that could change soon as the state is announcing that the rate of spread has dropped dramatically in recent weeks.
Only a few weeks ago, the positivity rate here was in the 8% range, and now we're looking at 3.6%. That is a huge drop, and it means counties like Orange County are being told they can open up schools and gyms and places now. Restrictions will ease. Governor Gavin Newsom saying we are turning the corner on this rise in numbers.
ABC's Alex Stone on Wall Street. The Dow gained, but the broader S&P and NASDAQ closed lower. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports. The Big Ten has decided to uncancel football. They're looking at a restart the weekend of October 23rd, just about a month away. Mitch Harper is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. He joins us live for a deeper look. Mitch, it seems like the university presidents have buckled to pressure from parents and players and perhaps the president?
Yeah, they really have. And President Donald Trump got involved and called Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren about a week and a half ago. And his influence, I think, did play a role in this. But I think also the Big Ten Conference said that there was new developments as far as testing is concerned, quicker turnarounds to where they can almost test these student athletes every day to make sure that their players are safe. So that paired with political pressure, I think, is why we're going to see Big Ten football starting up next month.
Do we have any idea about the schedule? For instance, does Ohio State play Michigan on the originally scheduled date?
We know that the Big Ten is going to have eight games plus one, and the plus one is going to be on that championship weekend in late December. As far as when they play certain teams, that's still due to be determined later this week, but they're going to have 8 conference games and a plus one on championship weekend on December 19th.
Okay, when the Big Ten first postponed the season, the Pac-12 canceled just hours later. So is there any hope the Pac-12 will reconsider and we might see Utes football this fall?
Yeah, I think there's hope now, Jeff, because the Pac-12 conference, it's fascinating what's happening today. There's been a huge disconnect in terms of communication. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott has been harping on the fact that programs in the state of California haven't been able to practice due to the regulations in that state. Yet, Governor of California Gavin Newsom came out today and said that there's no restrictions from these Pac-12 teams playing football this fall. So, to me, that opens the door for Pac-12 football to be played, because the state of California has been really the biggest hurdle, I think, in terms of having football played this fall in that conference. And that's got to be exciting for Utah fans to possibly have that hope of having Pac-12 football this year. They expect, if at the earliest, around mid to late November would be when Pac-12 football returns. So there's still some hurdles to work through, but I think the door is definitely open that we could see the Pac-12 return.
Okay, one door opens and the door closes on this interview. We're out of time with a thank you to Mitch Harper, the host of Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Time 421. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, crews are still trying to clean up this crash in West Valley, 3500 South, 4800 West. On your Salt Lake County freeways, you actually have a really good drive. Southbound I-15 leaving downtown all the way to the Utah County line. But on the flip side, going northbound, it's a little busy and slow in the construction zone, 90th to 7200 South. Also, a little bit of traffic on the 201. On the westbound side, it's approaching 7200 West. On the eastbound side, it's off and on from Magna to 5600 West. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing good speeds now for drivers headed westbound I-80. Whatever was slowing that down has cleared out. A little bit of delay. This is Bankener Highway just south of the 201, and again going through the construction in Taylorsville. Southbound I-15 in Utah County looking good, and those earlier delays that started in Mona went over toward Nephi. Those have also cleared up. Steve?
Well, northbound I-15 all clear as you leave downtown Salt Lake City, rolling into Davis County. We do have the typical slowdowns there from the Layton Parkway up to Antelope Drive right now, plus a crash in Sunset. That's on the right shoulder in the cleanup stages. More single lane slowdowns farther up into Box Elder County between Brigham and Corinne. That's slowing things down. And a crash on northbound 500 West at 2300 South in Woods Cross right now. All lanes of traffic closed. Traffic is getting by, though, on the right shoulder in the southbound left lane. At Alta Bank, they know. Schedule your free hearing exam and a risk-free trial to the latest hearing aid technology. Call my hearing centers at 801-701-1629. 701-1629. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time to check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. I mentioned earlier that it feels smoky to me, but I just looked at the KSL Air Quality Network and the numbers aren't that bad.
You know what's interesting, Jeff, is that smoke is aloft. It's not down at the surface as thick. So all of our sensors aren't picking up that surface smoke, even though the smoke is up in the higher levels of our atmosphere. So it does. It looks smoky. It feels smoky. It is smoky. But it's just not down to the ground where we're breathing it. So, hey, that's a pretty good pattern to be in.
Victory.
If you're going to have smoke. The good news is changes are coming that's going to help with that. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot, 93 degrees, and we will continue to have the smoky skies. But by Friday, partly cloudy skies, a southwesterly flow develops, a little bit more smoke in the air. But then a storm comes in Friday night into Saturday, moves the smoke out, drops the temperatures to the 70s, even brings us some rain on Saturday. Back to sunshine, though, for Sunday.
All right, thanks a lot, Kevin. It's 89 degrees. KSL News Time, 424.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians that had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought 5-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years and why I should never buy them. I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best of state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. Years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings, years spent planning, and years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
We're watching Utah's money. A 67-million-year-old T-Rex skeleton is being auctioned off by Christie's next month. It's expected to go between $6 and $8 million. Great for Halloween. Just saying. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 36 points today. The S&P lost 15, and the high-flying NASDAQ dropped 139 points. KSL News Time, 427 on Wednesday afternoon. You're making it through hump day. And this hour of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News is sponsored by My Hearing Center. Education Director Matt Deering is joining us live now. Matt, you're seeking 100 people with problems hearing to evaluate the new Stiletto X. So how long do these hearing aids last?
So the Stiletto X are pretty amazing hearing aids. They come in a case that's actually a recharging case that's about the same size as your AirPod case. And that case holds 3 days worth of charge in addition to the charge that's already on the hearing aid. So you, in essence, you could unplug that from the wall and take it with you and have 4 days worth of hearing aid charges. And I know that's not exactly what you're asking, but that's kind of the basis. And then how long does those hearing aids last? Well, because it is a rechargeable battery, at about 5 years, it's rated for about 5 years before that rechargeability kind of starts slowing down. So right before that rating comes up, we switch out the power cell, and you got another five years of a good power cell. So as long as you're taking care of it and working with us directly, we're going to be able to get about 10 years of life out of that hearing aid.
Wow. And these things are basically a little tiny ball, like a little larger than a BB, and an inch of fishing line, completely undetectable and just packed with technology.
Super packed with technology. It has a little piece that sits over your ear that's actually a computer. And it has the power source in it, and that computer is processing things at millions of processing cycles per second.
So how do I get one? How do I get into this evaluation?
Well, here's the cool part. If you want
to say, how do I get two?
We're going to give it one away to one of the first 50 people that call and schedule a free hearing evaluation. So if you give us a call and just schedule an evaluation, you're going to be put in a drawing for a free set of those hearing aids. If you keep the evaluation, we find that you're a candidate for hearing aids. You're also going to be able to try the hearing aids risk-free. This is for everybody for 60 days. And at the end of the 60 days, we're going to give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you.
So make the call. My Hearing Center's more than 20 locations in Utah, 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.